We welcome all of you this morning on this Easter Sunday. I want to draw your hearts and minds as we do our call to worship today to Luke chapter 24, which records for us the two disciples that were on the road to Emmaus. And as they were walking along, they were met by the Lord Jesus Christ, but they were not able to recognize Him. And the Lord said to them in verse 17, "What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad?" Now that's very important. The addition of those three little words there, "and are sad." The Lord Jesus Christ knew what they were talking about and why they were sad. And so they go through this whole account about telling about the events that led to the crucifixion. And then they received word from the women that they had gone to the sepulcher and the sepulcher was empty. There was no one in there, and they were troubled by all these things. And then the Lord Jesus Christ just explodes as He listens to them, and He says to them, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory?" And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. Now I want to stop right here. I want to read to you something that I was given this morning by Mrs. Carmichael. It fits right in to what I want to share about these disciples, these two men. One Sunday morning at a small southern church, the new pastor called on one of his older deacons to lead in the opening prayer. The deacon stood up, bowed his head, and said, "Lord, I hate buttermilk." The pastor opened one eye and wondered where this was going. The deacon continued, "Lord, I hate lard." Now the pastor was totally perplexed. The deacon continued, "Lord, I ain't too crazy about plain flour either. But after you mix them all together and bake them in a hot oven, I sure love biscuits. Lord, help us to realize when life gets hard, when things come up that we don't like or understand, what you are doing, that we need to wait and see what you are making. After you get through mixing and baking, it's probably going to be something even better than biscuits. Amen." And I believe all of us that have grown up in the South know exactly what He's talking about. You see, these two disciples here, they hated buttermilk. They hated lard. They hated flour by itself. They had witnessed all of the events at Calvary. They had seen the betrayal of Jesus Christ. They watched as their shepherd, their leader, was beaten beyond recognition. They saw them plant the crown of thorns on His head and then lead Him up and nail Him to a cross and erect Him there for 6 hours. They saw their Lord die, give up the ghost, and then He was taken down and put into a tomb. And now they're seeing all these bits and pieces, and they don't understand. They see all the parts. And what did the Lord Jesus Christ, did He present anything new to them? No. The Bible says here that He took them back to Moses and all the prophets, and He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. They still didn't know Him until they get back to the house, and they said, whenever they saw Him there at the house, they recognized Him, and immediately the Lord disappeared, and this is what they said. "Did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way, and while He opened unto us the Scriptures?" You see, folks, sometimes we don't see all the pieces and the parts of what the Lord's doing in this world. I want to tell you something. It's discouraging, is it not? But what's in the future? What's going to be served up in the future? It's going to be the marriage supper of the Lamb. And all the pieces will come together, and we're going to see how God was working all along. Amen? How He was working all along. Let's not get discouraged. You know, if someone put on a plate a spoonful of lard, we'd turn away from it. Nobody wants to eat that. Or some of you may not like, I happen to like buttermilk, by the way. But some people don't care for buttermilk. Or maybe put a spoonful of flour out there and said, "Have at it." No one will eat that. I mean, that's just powdery dust. But when they're all put together by someone that knows what they're doing, right? Oh, the blessing that comes. They didn't understand what the Lord had done at Calvary or through His resurrection. They didn't understand until they had the Scriptures expounded to them. Not any special revelation, not any new thing that was shared, but the Word of God. Folks, that's where it centers. Trust the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And allow Him to work and put all the things together that we may not like. But when they're all put together, the blessings are there. And that's what we need to look to. Let's look to the final product, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ working in this world to bring about His will so that one day He sits on the throne in Jerusalem and rules the world. And we won't even be thinking about what happened in the past then, will we? Oh, we're going to be rejoicing in the blessing of the present because it all worked together for good. What a blessing it is to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and rest with Him.